Good afternoon, everybody. I am happy to call the first meeting of the Housing Finance and Policy Committee to order. It's fun to be here together in person and get back. There's a little bit of deja vu for those of us that have done the in-person meetings to finally be here in person. And there's many members, first-term or second-term members, that this is their first chance to be together in person. And I just really am thrilled to have the opportunity from the speaker to lead this committee and to work with all of you to do some really, really good work. And today, it should be pretty light and pretty easy and let people get out of Dodge to get through this weather as much as we can. And we'll just do some introductions, start to get to know each other, start to build that knowledge base together for the work ahead this session. And so just a few housekeeping items. We will adopt some formal committee rules next week, but I did include a draft of those rules in folks' folders. I wanted a chance to be able to meet with Lee Johnson and get any feedback on those, and hopefully we can adopt those next week. But just some kind of boilerplate ground rules for this committee that won't be a surprise to anybody. You know, I hope that we can treat each other with respect. We can treat testifiers with respect and reverence and help make this place inviting, can be an intimidating place. And we want to make sure that folks before our committee feel welcomed do our best to put ourselves in the shoes of others, both our colleagues and those that are here testifying. And if we do that, I believe the final product of our work will definitely be stronger. And so let's do some introductions. For members and staff, if you'd share your name, where you're from, and for members, if you wouldn't mind, share a little bit about your home and why it matters, why it's important to you, why it's important to your community. So I can go first. Again, I'm Michael Howard. I use he, him pronouns, and I represent District 51A, which is the community of Richfield and a sliver of South Minneapolis. I've been in the House for 3 years and served on housing each term, vice chair the first two terms. And housing is an issue that's so central and important to our communities. You know, for me, it's the place of safety, of comfort, where I'm with the people that matter most to me. And in my community, we have about as many homeowners as renters. And it's increasingly a challenging place where the cost of housing either to rent or to own a home is going up. It's a community where families have been displaced when multifamily units have been purchased and flipped, and we've seen the pain of that. And so, but through all that, it's a community that understands and values the importance of home. And with that, I'll pass it to my right. We'll keep going around to the right.
Hello, everyone. My name is Abdullahi, and I'll be the CLA for the Housing Committee this session. It's a pleasure to be here with everyone. This is my second session. I'm really excited. I was a CLA for public safety last session, so it's a good difference this time. it's a pleasure being here.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Chair Howard. My name is Esther Agbaje. I'm privileged to serve as the Vice Chair in the Housing Committee this year. Last cycle, when I won my first election, this was definitely one of the top committees I wanted to be a part of, primarily because so many people in my district, which I represent an area in Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis, parts of North Minneapolis, housing is really important. It's very precarious for a lot of people, and there are many times where people don't have the opportunity to move through, whether it's finding the right place to rent or finding the right place to own a home because of various barriers that we've just seen in our society. So I'm excited to be a part of this committee this year in this role, and looking forward to working with so many people. And I use she, her pronouns. Thanks.
Representative Brian Johnson, the minority lead for this committee. This is my sixth term. now representing House District 28A, which is most of Isani County and West Central Chisago County. Grew up my entire life in my district. Which is City of Cambridge. Also have Bram, North Branch, Isani, Harris. It's a great community. We do have a lot of issues with housing, mostly with workforce housing. We have a lot of companies that need specialty skills. We have one of the biggest tank operations in the state that's in my community. They're there because we have a hospital. They have to have a hospital in order to be there. They have a tank right now that has to get to Tennessee. Their weight has got to go down by barge. It's 120, I think it's around 120-foot semi-combination to haul it down to the river here to get it on a barge to get down there. But they need specialty people to work there as well. They can find people, but those people cannot find housing. They can't even find a place to rent. So we're in dire need, not only in my area, but all across this state, of workforce housing. So we can get people can get the job, businesses can get the employees they need, especially in the specialized training that they need in specialized employees. So that's one thing I want to work on, is make sure that we have workforce housing. I know it's different down here in the metro area, but in greater Minnesota, the greatest part of Minnesota where most of my members are from, workforce housing is a major issue.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Representative Jeff Dotseth from House Seat 11A, which is all of Carlton County, Northern Pines, Southern St. Louis. It really is truly an honor to be here. Being involved in the real estate industry and housing industry most of my life, I know the importance of housing all the way from the metro to greater Minnesota. And I'll have to confirm what the Representative Johnson had said. It's workforce housing is an important element. I think housing in general, I think we know the importance of housing. That's where, you know, all the memories are built, and that's where just the security of our people in our great state of Minnesota. Truly an honor to be here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Representative Jim Nash. I serve in District 48A, which is all the fantastic parts of Carver County. Come for a visit, leave your money. And I have been working on housing really since I was a city councilman and then mayor in Waconia. I have worked very closely with our builders. I've worked very closely with folks who are trying to help figure out housing. And I will tell you why is housing important to me. My wife and I have six kids, and we were blessed with a warm and wonderful home. And two of our oldest kids are out of the house, and that's a fantastic thing if you have not experienced it yet. But one of them called home one day and said, you know, Dad, I view our home a lot like the North Star. And our number two kid is in the Navy, or just got out of the Navy. And for those who are sailors, you know that you can navigate home by the North Star. The North Star is always a fixed point on the map, and to them, our home is a fixed point on the map. So our home is the North Star for them, and that they know that in times of desperation, yes, I'll still send money, but when time that they need help from mom and dad, that they can always find their way home. Sadly, not everybody can find their way home because that doesn't exist. And apartments, yes. Workforce housing, yes. But my issue, and I've worked with the chair and we have a lot of agreement on that, is that we need to find a way to work with the interested parties, both builders and cities and counties and townships, to make it easier for someone to achieve the American dream of owning their own place, a little latitude and longitude on the face of the planet that belongs to them, because with that, their families are strengthened, their children's lives are strengthened, their communities receive the benefit of those people being in the community and the, adding their voice and their diversity and their help into the community. The community gets to invest in them as well. So, Mr. Chair, I actually specifically requested this committee for the first time in my now fifth term because I feel very passionately about that. And you know, and we've had some interesting conversations both on the floor and privately, but housing is a silver bullet. It is the thing that can solve so much for the people that each of us represent. And whether we represent the outstate where you have to drive 6 hours to get to, or an hour west of here in Carver County, housing matters deeply. And I hope that we can, in our work here, understand that it's not just one type of housing, not a preconceived notion that, as we've talked about in the past, that housing is building work starter homes and in building apartment buildings to house people in, and that there is a congressional track from one to the next. So I hope, Mr. Chair, that we can do that, and I'm hoping that's not my microphone. But we have a job ahead of us to solve some of the housing crisis, and we saw what that was like in the article that came out in the Star Tribune. We have a lot of work. So I am here. I volunteered for this. I actually asked for it, declined some other committees, and it is that important to me.
Thank you, Representative Nash. I just assume that everybody ranked housing as their first choice, and that's why they're here. But I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My name is...
Don't promote him.
Oh, sorry. Mr. Chair, I apologize. Andrew Myers, I am over in 45A, which is the Lake Minnetonka area. I live in Tonka Bay. District makes up about 11 cities. You know, in Minnesota, I've lived in several different areas. I've lived in Coon Rapids. I've lived in Red Wing. I've lived in Bloomington. And now, you know, where we currently live, have four kids. You know, we're blessed to be where we're at. And like a lot of you said, you know, homes and housing is about family. It's where you can go home, you can relax, you know, unwind, and making sure that there are those opportunities in all of Minnesota, and every area has something different. I've got communities that, you know, have farmland that they've sold, and we're doing a lot of development out there. And, you know, as a city council member and a former planning chair, I've done a lot as far as variance and been a part of how important those investments are for people. So taking the time and effort here to make sure that we come up with some really good policies is gonna, you know, have a big impact in a lot of people's lives. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is John Petersburg. I represent the cities of Wauseka, Owatonna, and Medford, down south of here along I-35, and I'm in my sixth term. Housing is one of those many of our committees actually deal with things that are not just simple. It may seem like all we need to do is provide some housing and we got it covered, but the policies that we are enacting here impact not only people achieving or trying to achieve provide housing for themselves, but also the industry itself. And I think that's one of the areas that we need to always keep in mind, is that whatever we do for the housing industry itself has a direct relationship to the housing market and to those that are looking for housing. So we have to kind of treat it with kind of an even-handed respect and move forward with that. So it'll be a challenge, but I'm sure we are up for the challenge, and we'll move forward with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Representative Matt Norris, a first-term member from District 32B, which is more or less the southern two-thirds of Blaine, and then the community of Lexington as well. One of the things that's unique about my district, it's probably unofficial, but I think it is true that my district has the most manufactured housing of any house district throughout the state of Minnesota. And I want to be a voice for those residents, advocate for their unique needs. So I'm looking forward to being able to bring some bills forward on that front. I also have some experience working on trying to advance an affordable housing project. I'm on the board of St. Olaf Catholic Church in downtown Minneapolis. And we've got some extra land there where we're going to be working with Aon to develop workforce housing, but we also have an existing building that was most recently used as a medical respite facility, and it's in need of some significant repairs, but we're going to turn it into deeply affordable housing. And both that whole project has been on hold because they haven't had the housing infrastructure bonds and other funding that's necessary for those projects to go forward. And unfortunately, as a result, that building is currently sitting empty. There was recently a mechanical failure in it. A number of the floors got flooded. And so it's really frustrating. And I think, you know, a lot of Minnesotans would say it's shameful that we've got buildings that are sitting empty, projects that are waiting to get underway, at the same time that we've got people not too far away sleeping in tents overnight. And so I think there's a real urgency that I've heard from several other members of the committee that we need to make progress. We need to deliver results for Minnesotans, and I look forward to doing that with the rest of the members of this committee. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, my name is Samakap Hussein. I represent District 65A, which is not far away from here in St. Paul. And I am passionate about housing. And I lived my entire life public housings, grew up in public housings. And it's very important to me. The district that I represent is very poor and has a lot of homeless and has a lot of crisis when it comes to housing. And that's why I'm here, just to make sure that everybody that have an opportunity, a place for them to live, a place for them affordable, the place that they can reach their kids. And it's a mental issue that we need to take care of. We need to have everybody a place for them to live, the district that I'm representing. We, as you can see, colleague, or some of my representative, outside of the district, you'll be able to see more homelessness and more crisis. And we can address all that issue if we come all together. And Mr. Chair, I appreciate it for giving us the opportunity for us to be here today, and look forward working together and address the issue about the housing crisis. There's a lot of empty lands that that we can build in my district, which could be affordable, and people could have a place for them to live. So I appreciate it for having me here, and thanks.
Good afternoon, Chair and members of the House Committee. My name is Representative Maria Isa Perez Vega, and I represent the District of 65B, where we are right now, St. Paul, the capital of St. Paul, as well as downtown St. Paul, Lower Town, west side of St. Paul, where I was raised my entire life, and I'm raising a three-year-old daughter as a renter in St. Paul, and now with the new part of district of West St. Paul of Dakota County. Housing is one of the committees that I really push to be on, so it's great to be amongst here. One reason I'll give you is that I worked heavily with HENS, which was a Housing Equity Now movement that made St. Paul the first city in the nation to have the rent stabilization ordinance, in which Ward 2, the ward in which is in the district that I represent, had an 80% voter turnout that voted yes for rent stabilization ordinance. Why? Well, as a youth worker, I've seen the homelessness of our youth that have come to our after-school programming and in school, and how detrimental it's been in the challenges in bringing trauma, especially in our BIPOC communities, especially in our communities that want to thrive and make my district the great capital city of what it is, but unfortunately have fallen into the burdens of mental illness. And the land of what should be 10,000 lakes and more is becoming the land of 10,000 homeless. That is why I'm passionate to be on this committee. I believe that housing is a human right. I believe in people over profit. And in part of the West St. Paul district, we have new development, new housing development. And there needs to take an action of affordable housing with that development, not just in West St. Paul, but also here in St. Paul. We've got a lot of goals that are set up amongst that development for housing. But we want to make sure that it's inviting to the folks in our district who have made this district what it is, who has made the history and the diversity of this great capital city of St. Paul what it is, and for the future of those children of St. Paul to be able to still call St. Paul home. Muchas gracias.
Well, Chair Howard, this was my number one pick for committees. And I'll speak from my perspectives. As a refugee, I was born in Thailand to a refugee camp. In the first 4 years of my life, we lived in a tent. And then we came to America in the 80s. For the younger part of my life as a student, we grew up in Project Homes, Section 8 homes. I grew up in St. Paul, in the Rondo, in the Fogtown neighborhood. Okay? So I've been on that side of the spectrum. In my career, I've been a mortgage broker. I went through those financial crises. You know, I was an underwriter. I saw Countrywide go under. I understand what the mortgage industry has done and not do for the people and the struggles we have had as, you know, Americans and families. Housing is important to me because it's a safety zone for my children and for my family. It's where I can protect my children and my family. And it's a shelter for not only my family, but displaced families in my community where we share spaces when others need help. And so I'm excited to be here. You know, it's going to be an awesome committee. I'm proud to be here, and I look forward to working with all of you. Thank you.
Chair Howard. Is that on? Okay, Chair Howard and members of this committee, bonjour, everybody. My name is Alicia Kozlowski. I hail from Duluth, which is eastern Duluth. I have about 44,000 of the 80,000 residents in Duluth, which as Ojibwe folks, we know that as Mosabe Kong, which actually speaks about how it's the center of all good things. It has the food, the housing, the medicines, the economy, everything to take care of ourselves. But as we know, as my experience growing up, you know, we talk about housing as a human right, which is so important, and I lived it. Growing up, bouncing around house to house, my family still struggles every single day with homelessness and the impacts of historical trauma and displacement, as well as the opioid impacts, and we can't leave that out of the equation in the conversation. I know how crucial and fundamental housing first as an approach to everything must be, especially for our youth that are coming behind us. I've spent the last few years working in the city of Duluth, working on housing on across all income levels, as our counterparts are talking about in Greater Minnesota, from tackling houselessness to workforce housing. And beyond, at every income level is so crucial, but I'm especially here for folks who are being left behind. You know, we're homeless in our own homelands, and in Duluth we have more renters than we do homeowners, and within that we have very old housing stock, and it's predominantly people of color. We also have a lot of lead lines that are impacting the health equity, as well as, you know, looking at the things that are, of course, the money and financial investment, but also the policy aspect. So, you know, looking at how is criminal justice system tripping folks up from getting housing. As the first but not last non-binary person to represent at the state capitol, I also want to bring to this conversation and center LGBTQ youth, especially, who are so often placed outside of their homes and left in vulnerable situations. We also have an aging population in Duluth as well as across Minnesota. So looking at how is it that we're accounting for our elders is also really important. My grandma raised me, so I got to bring that here to shelter beds. And you know, looking at climate justice in Duluth, we're right on Lake Superior. And we know that we're already facing energy poverty. And so whatever we can do, rental assistance, utility to making sure that we can shore up rental units as well as homes to brace and drive down the costs that folks are enduring on the energy front. So I just echo so much of what's been said here. And, you know, the housing crisis that we're in is ultimately an issue that was created by local, state, and federal government people, right? And so the good news is that we can then fix it. And so I'm here so that we can work together and go big so everybody can go home. Miigwech.
Hi, thank you, Chair Howard. I'm Molly Peterson, and I work in House DFL Research. I am a constituent of Representative Howard's in Richfield, and I staffed this committee last year, and since we're talking about our requests, I requested it this year as well. So
glad to be here.
Chair and members, Mary Mullen from the House Research Department. I'm in the process, I got married last summer, and so I'm in the process of changing my last name over to Davis. So for those of you who have been here for a little while and know Mary Mullen, you can still call me Mary Mullen, but it will be showing up like on your bill summaries and everything as Davis, and you can email me at mary.davis@house.mn.gov. So I've staffed housing on and off for a number of years, and I primarily work on landlord-tenant issues and real estate and some of the more housing policy issues. So if you need help, I'm here, or amendments, I'm here to help.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Justin Cope. I'm a legislative analyst with the House Research Department. This is my second session here in the House. I split my time between taxes, property taxes, and housing. And on housing, I cover issues impacting the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency and manufactured housing.
Chair Howard, members, Joe Harney, fiscal analyst with the House Fiscal Analysis Department. This is my second session staffing the Housing Finance Committee. I also staff Health and Human Services Finance Committees.
Hi, everybody. I'm Adam Koppel. I'm the committee administrator for this committee. This is my third session at the House. This is my first go as a committee administrator, however. So bear with me as I kind of get my feet underneath me here. But if you have anything you need, please just let me know.
Well, members and staff, I was excited about our work before the committee started. I'm even more excited now. You know, it is just an honor to lead this committee, and it just were the breadth of experience and knowledge and connection to your communities all across the state speaks to, I think, our shared values and our shared ability to really make a difference on what is an issue that is, as other folks have mentioned, just so foundational. It's the place to be safe. It's the place where we make memories. It's security. It's, as Representative Nash said, the North Star. And it is just something that isn't attainable for every Minnesotan. In fact, over 500,000 Minnesotans are paying more than 30% of their income in their housing. And if you're paying that share of your income on your rent or your mortgage, you're just one crisis away from really tough strokes. And, you know, this foundation of home, you know, whether we're talking about eliminating racial disparities or making our community safer or growing our economy, all roads really do lead back to home. So many of the other committees and areas that we're working on, I believe if we're able to make move the needle with our housing crisis, we will have the ability in this committee to have ripple benefits all across these other issues. And I really think we are in a build or break moment. This is a housing crisis all across the state. Some of the challenges may differ, but I think we are challenged border to border when it comes to what our communities are facing. And so I expect this committee will, you know, first listen. We're going to listen to each other. We're going to listen to Minnesotans. We're going to listen to communities across the state to share with us and help us build the knowledge base so that we know what we're up against. Two, I really hope that we can work together, and just the opening sort of comments and sort of shared values we have give me confidence that we can do that. And I hope that we can all bring forward good ideas, bring forward good bills, and hear them and work together. And lastly, I think, and this is most important, I hope that this committee brings forward solutions that match the scope of the problem. I truly believe one of the reasons that we're in such a serious and dire housing crisis across our state is because we haven't had the imagination or the wherewithal as a state to really understand our role to be a part of this conversation to solve the challenges we're facing as a state. And so we need to think outside the box. We need to bring forward new ideas. We need to be bold. And if we do that, I do think we're up to the challenge, as Representative Petersburg said. I do believe this committee is up to the challenge. I hope that together, the final work product, when we get through the end of session, is something that we all can be proud of. Representative Nash, did I see you have another comment? Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Earlier this year, or last year, it all runs together in election year, you and I and many of our colleagues had an opportunity to work on the red-blue build, and I think that we should begin promoting that now. So it was Habitat for Humanity, and many members were out swinging hammers, running nail guns, saws, and so on, and I think let's set a task for ourselves to get everybody on this committee to do just that. And even the committee that I'm the co-chair of, the Legislative Commission on Housing Affordability, will drag them in as well, because if you want to put your money where your mouth is, go help some people, and Habitat for Humanity does a really good job.
Representative Nash, that's a great idea. It always is a little dangerous when you get a bunch of legislators out there with but you know, a couple years we've done that. It's been a great day. It was a really hot day this last summer when we did it. We'll put a pin in that and hopefully get a good crew out this summer after we do a lot of good work in the coming months. And with that, this first meeting is Representative Johnson, Lee Johnson.
Chair Howard, just some little bit of house cleaning issues. I see in the proposed rules it requires amendments by 5 p.m. the day before. I'm just wondering if we have a committee on Wednesday. We have Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I'm just wondering what days you're planning to put out the agenda so we have a time to look at the bills. If you put it out on Friday, it's really hard to get an amendment ready by Monday, by 5 o'clock Monday, especially some of us, that's our travel day, we get here for session and getting things done. So I'm hoping that you'll put the agenda out with the bills being put forward early enough so we can have a chance to look at them, digest them, arrange testifiers, because I see there's also time limits on testifiers as well.
Lee Johnson, this is why I wanted to get the rules out ahead of time and have a chance to kind of connect. And absolutely, you know, you have my commitment that we'll try to get agendas out. As you know, sometimes things move quickly, et cetera, but if we need to build in some place in the rules to accommodate for that, to make sure that you all have time to, we all have time to, you know, view the bills, make sure we get amendments forward, we want to make sure there's space in the rules to do that.
There's also a couple other issues in the proposed rules that I think we need to discuss as well.
Let's follow up. That's the purpose of making sure that folks had a chance to digest them before we adopt them.
Okay. Thank you.
Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Johnson and I chatted since, and Representative Petersburg. Number six on your list is potentially troubling, and I think that certainly as a lead in another committee, I'm hoping that this is not going to be something that's drugged throughout the entire committee process, but it says public testimony will be taken as time allows. Mr. Chair, as staff previously to this, you understand the value of having people who have a dog in the fight, if you will, come and talk about what's important to them. And I would hope that as time allows, that we're actually making sure that the schedule is crafted in such a way that we encourage testimony as opposed to as I think I've heard in other people say, tolerate testimony. Testimony is important. And having served in both the minority and the majority, it is vitally important that all Minnesotans' voices are heard, in so much that our forefathers found the need to put it over the top of our chamber. Vox Popularis is Vox Dei. We need to listen to those people. So could you maybe give us an idea of how this wound up in your committee rules?
Representative Nash, as you heard in my comments, I think that is vitally important that we listen to Minnesotans and we make space. The work product will be absolutely better for it. And so our rules make space to make sure that that happens, and that will be the custom and usage of this committee to make sure that we provide space for Minnesotans to come here to testify. Lee Johnson.
Yeah, that was one of the things I wanted to talk a little bit in private with you about, because with the way Rule 6 is written, with people having to sign up to testify by, I think it's 5 p.m. or 3 p.m. the prior day, all the committees I've been on in my 10 years I've been here prior, we've always allowed public testimony. And that's the people sitting out here coming up, because there's many times something looks non-controversial, but what the testifier says or another presenter of the bill brings questions and brings concerns to the people sitting here. And by making them sign up but 24 hours ahead of time, that's shutting out the voice of Minnesota. And that's not what we're here to do. This is the people's house.
Lee Johnson, couldn't agree more. I think we can build in. And of course, we've all been in committees where an issue comes up in the committee and there's somebody here that wants to testify to respond to that issue. That has been the custom usage, and we have the flexibility built in to do that. And if we want to work on some specific language to make sure that is accustomed in the rules, we can do that. Anything else, members? If not, look forward to seeing you next week. Drive safe. This meeting's adjourned. Oh.